And we are back here in the Wrangell Gymnasium at the beginning of the second quarter. Score is 24-2 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. 18 fouls so far for the Glacier Bears, 3 team fouls for the Wrangell Wolves. And we are going to start off with Wrangell possession. Gillen taking that ball and getting it over to Stokes, back in the game. Stokes finds Gerald right under the board and it right under the basket, and it is good. Cox now with the ball. Cox going for a pass over to Fowler. It's knocked away, but it gets to Fowler anyway. Cox now with the ball back, looking for a pass off, and gets it to Fowler. It's knocked away, but Fowler Green keeps that ball. Get it over to Swinton, back to Cox. Cox looking to drive on the inside. Puts it up, and it is no good. Wrangell with the rebound. Miller running down, looking to shoot quick. And with a reverse, he puts it in, and his shot is good. Cox with the ball, now down to Green. Green double-teamed, having a little bit of trouble getting it away, but gets it out to Sage. Sage puts up for three. It is no good. And on that rebound, there is a whistle. It's going to be knocked out of bounds on the Wrangell team. And a quick substitution. Gillen is going out. And Tyron Teat is coming in. Trent Stokes also back in the game. And it is Wrangell with the ball. They get Trent Stokes under the basket. And it gets knocked out of bounds. And it will be Glacier Bear ball. Swinton with the ball at the baseline, gets it into Cox. Two men in the backcourt putting some pressure on. They're able to get that across the board. And Green goes in and shoots. It is missed, but there is a foul on that. And that's going to be on Bryce Gerald, his first foul of the game. Non-shooting foul, so it's going to be an inbound for Swinton. Swinton looking to find somebody open. Finds Green out on the left-hand side. Green double-teamed. Has some trouble getting it away. Gets it to Sage, but it's knocked away. And there's going to be a foul on that. That foul is going to be on Trent Stokes. They're going to call it a push foul. So it's going to be his first foul of the game. It's up to 5 team fouls now for the Wrangell Wolves. 6:35 left in the half. Swinton inbounds to Cox. Cox going to dribble it around to the top of the key. Get it over to Fowler. Fowler puts up for three. No good. Rebound to Sage. Sage puts up for two. No good. And there's a whistle blown. And that's going to be on Trent Stokes as well. His second foul now. And that one's going to send Sage to the line. Sage with 2 points tonight. Going to bounce it up. First shot is no good. And substitution. Marty Fowler is going to come out, and Cunningham is going to come in for him. And Sage with a second shot here. Second shot no good as well. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it's going to go out of bounds on Swinton. Going to be Wrangell ball. Gerald to Stokes. And Stokes going to take it to the top of the key. Finds Trent Stokes in the paint. He's going to dribble back and try to put it up. His shot is no good. And rebound by Swinton. Swinton over to Cox. Cox takes it back to Swinton and over to Cunningham. Cunningham going to try to drive in. The ball gets knocked away and rolls around a bit, but it's picked up by Stokes. Gets it over to Teat, and Teat puts it up for his first 2 points of the game. Now it's Stokes and Swinton taking it across the half-court line again. Cunningham's going to come in, try to shoot from the baseline. His shot is blocked, but there is a foul on that. Going to send Cunningham to the line, and it's going to be a reaching foul on Trent Stokes, now his third foul of the game. And Coach Stokes looking to take him out because of that. But Cunningham's going to get his first shot. And first shot is no good. So Trent Stokes now coming out, and Sam Armstrong coming in his place. I'm sorry, Chet Armstrong. A lot of the same names on these teams. Cunningham, second shot up, and it is no good either. Rebound by Stokes of Wrangell. Stokes is going to drive it in from the left-hand side, dribbles it to Miller, who is under the paint, under the basket, and he shoots, and it is good. Cox looking to make quick work down of it, and the ball gets knocked away, rolling around on the ground. Looks like it's going to be called a jump ball. So on alternating possessions, that's going to be a Glacier Bear ball. Looks like there's a little confusion on the court. Wrangell thought they had the ball, but it is Glacier Bear ball in that alternating possession. So Swinton going to inbound that from the baseline and looking to find a man open. Finds Cunningham back in the back, but the ball bounces out of his hands off the top of the head of Teat. And Miller comes up with that ball, gets it down there, and gets 2 points. Score is 34-2, 5:06 left in the half. Cox with the ball, gets it over to Swinton. The pass to Cunningham is knocked away. Gerald gets that and gets it over to Stokes. Stokes' shot is no good. And it is Cox with the rebound, but again stolen by Stokes. Teat puts the shot up, no good. Teat gets a second shot, no good. And that ball ends up still in the Wrangell hands on that rebound. Stokes going to put up for three. His shot is no good. And on the rebound, looks like they've got two players on it. It's a pretty rough ball, so they're going to call that a jump ball. And this alternating possession, actually they're going to call a foul on that. And that foul is going to be on Sage Hudson, his second foul of the game. And Glacier Bears with 9 fouls, Wrangell with 17 fouls. So both teams in the bonus whenever there is a foul. Official having a little bit of a discussion with Coach Fossman, not necessarily agreeing with that foul. Official now having a little bit of a discussion with Coach Stokes on that. So that's sending Chet Armstrong to the line for his first attempt of the evening. 4 minutes, 36 seconds left in this half. Armstrong going to take a couple of dribbles. First shot is up. It is 1-1. His first shot is no good. But there is a whistle on that. And they're going to call a personal foul or technical foul on that. It looks like they're having a little bit of discussion as to whether or not this is going to be a one shot, a 1-1, or a 2. An official Eagle is calling a 1-1 on this technical foul. And so Stokes going to the line, and his first shot is good. And his second shot is good as well. Score is 35-9. And Wrangell with the ball. And the pass goes in, gets knocked away, and it goes out on the baseline, but it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. Glacier Bear is going to inbound this from their baseline. 4 minutes, 36 seconds left in the half. Swinton to Cox. Cox looking to put up. Can't get there. And Swinton puts up for two. It is no good, but there is a whistle on that. And that's going to be a foul on Bryce Gerald, his second foul of the game. It's going to send Swinton to the line. Swinton's first shot is up. It is good. And that is Swinton's first free throw, first point of the game. Second shot. Gives it a couple of dribbles, puts it up. Second shot is good, nicely done. Dylan Swinton. It's going to be Wrangell's game. And Dawson Miller coming out, Garrett Miller coming in. They are not brothers, they are cousins. I guess there was an announcer last week that called them brothers, so making that distinction for the family. Gerald with the ball, looking to drive in from the right-hand side. Can't get past Green, so he's going to pass it out to Armstrong. Armstrong puts it up and it gets stuck behind between the rim and the glass. So his shot is no good. And they're going to whistle that to let that ball be knocked down. So Wrangell going to inbound from the baseline. And it is Gerald with the ball over on the right-hand side. Takes it, and they're going to call him for traveling. So that ball is going to turn over to the Glacier Bears. So we're going to inbound from the corner. Swinton to Cox. Wrangell again with two-man pressure in the backcourt. They get it across the half-court line, no problem. Get it to Green. Green gets out to Cox. Cox over to Cunningham. And there's going to be a whistle on that. Looks like it's going to be on Wrangell. It's going to be a reach on Miller. His first foul of the game. Going to send Cox to the line. Trevor Cox with the top scorer last night with 23 points. Doesn't have any on the books for tonight, but has been getting double-teamed and even triple-teamed at times. But he is on the books now. First free throw is good. And he's going to get another shot at that. Second shot is up. Second shot is good. Nicely done. Making those free throws. And Wrangell with the ball. 4 minutes left in this half. Scores 35-6. Favor of the Wrangell Wolves. Stokes with the ball. Finds Gerald just to the left of the paint. Cross court to Miller. And then to Teat. Teat's going to drive in. Bounces it out to Miller. Miller puts up for two, and his shot is no good. And on the rebound, the ball is knocked out of bounds on Miller. And Haynes Glacier Bears will get that ball. Swinton going to inbound to Cox. Cox back to Swinton. Getting it to Cunningham across the line. Bounces it back to Swinton. Swinton's going to take an open in. And his is up and good. Good for two there. So Wrangell with the ball now. Stokes across the line. 3 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first half. Stokes looking to drive in, but a lot of pressure from Cox, so he has to back it up. Pass over to Miller. Miller shoots for two. No good. On the rebound, it is Teat. There's going to be a push foul called. They're going to call Gerald on that push foul. And with that, both teams now have 10 team fouls, so we're in double bonus for both teams from this point on, for the last 3 minutes and 16 seconds of the first half. Again, scores 35-8 in favor of the Wrangell team. And we're going to have Hudson Sage at the line. First shot, no good. Going to be a substitution. Lake Stokes coming out. Armstrong coming out. And Caleb Groshong coming in. Second shot for Hudson Sage. It is up in the air, and it is good. Nicely done. And another substitution for Wrangell. Gerald is coming out. Dawson Miller coming in. And it is Stokes with the ball, looking to get his players in line. Over to Teat to the right-hand side. Teat to Dawson Miller. Dawson Miller is going to drive in, try to get into the paint. Finds Groshong. Groshong puts up for two, and it is good. His first two of the evening. And the ball finds its way into Cunningham's hands. Shot is no good. Groshong with the rebound. Gets it Stokes. Gets it back down to the other side. Finds Groshong. Gets to Dawson Miller in the paint. Miller puts it up. No good. Rebound to the Glacier Bears. Cox trying to drive down. Again, double team, so he finds Cunningham to Green to Sage. Sage under the paint. His shot is no good, and it is Groshong with that rebound. Groshong bringing it down, looking to drive in. runs into number 33, Dylan Swinton. And they're going to call that a charge. That's going to be Gershong's first foul of the game. And they're going to give that to Swinton. Swinton to Cox. It's knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds on Rangel on Time and Teat. So Swinton's going to inbound from right near his own bench. And a lot of pressure being put on in the backfield. Almost full court press, but not quite. Gets it to Cox. Cox drives down the sideline. Puts up for two. It is no good. On the rebound is Stokes. Stokes going to drive it in. He puts up for two. His shot is no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be knocked out of bounds on Rangel. And Glacier Bears with that ball. 2 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first half. Scores 37-9. Cox with the ball over to Swinton. Not as much pressure this time around. Swinton's going to drive it in, take it to the hoop. No good. And on that rebound, they're going to call a whistle again. Looks like it just tipped out, so it's going to be Rangel ball. Stokes and Miller on that. Gets the ball to Teat up at the top of the key. Teat trying to find his way around Stegan. Manages to get there and gets the ball in, and it is good for two. 1 minute, 38 seconds left in this half. Cox now with the ball, and he steps on that sideline. They're going to call it out of bounds. Oh, I'm sorry, there was actually a foul on Stokes. They're going to call it a push right about the time he stepped. And so it's going to send Cox to the line. And his first shot is up. His first shot is good. And substitution. Looks like Sam Armstrong is coming in for Teat. And it looks like his second shot is no good. And Rangel with that rebound. 1 minute 30 left in the first half. Stokes is driving in. Gets it out to Dawson Miller. Dawson Miller puts up for three, and his shot is good. Haven't seen a whole lot of threes this game. So, and on that return, looks like they're getting a lot of pressure, the Glacier Bears are, but Hudson Sage gets it down there, puts up for two, and it is good. Rangel with the ball now, driving down. Both teams trying to score some quick points before the end of the half. They find Armstrong. Armstrong drives in. And his shot is no good, but there is a foul. They're going to call it a blocking foul on Hudson Sage, his third foul of the game. Sends Sam Armstrong to the line. First trip to the line tonight. Just recently entered the game. And it looks like Cunningham came out and Jacob Stegan came in. His first shot is no good. And another substitution for the Wolves. Groshong going to go out. Sam Prozonka coming in for him. Rangel team making a lot of use of their bench at this point in time. With such a lead, they can. Second shot up. Second shot is no good as well. And looks like Prozonka with that rebound. But somebody gets hand on it. Swinton gets hand on it. And they're going to call that a jump ball, and on alternating possessions, it's Glacier Bear ball. So 1 minute left in the half. Swinton gets it to Cox, gets it to Green across the half-court line. Back to Swinton. Ball intended for Sage, and it's knocked away by Dawson Miller, but knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear ball with 49.5 seconds left. Score is 42-12. Both teams in the double bonus. And Swinton gets it in to Cox. Cox finds an opening, shoots up, shoots for two, and it is good. Two more points for Trevor Cox. 41 seconds left. Stokes gets the ball, gets it over to Miller. Almost intercepted by Swinton. Miller goes up for two, and it is good. Cox and Swinton in the backcourt. Ball intended for Hudson Sage. It gets knocked away, but Cox is right there to get it. Gets it back to Stegan. Stegan goes up for two. His shot is good, but there is a foul on that. The foul is going to be beforehand, so they're not going to count that. And the foul is on Dawson Miller, his first foul of the game. Going to send Stegan to the line. Stegan with no points so far tonight on the books. Looking to put up his first free throw. First one is good. Nicely done. Substitution on the Wrangell team. And Garrett Miller coming out. Jared Allen coming in. Stegan now looking to put up his second free throw. Second shot is up. Second shot no good. But it is Hudson Sage with the rebound, and he puts up, and it is no good. And Sam Armstrong with that rebound gets it to Dawson Miller over to Stokes. 12 seconds left. Stokes looking to just kind of hold the ball, get people in place, run that clock out. Drives in, looks to shoot. Can't get past Cox, so he backs out. They get it over to Allen. Allen picks up for three. And at the buzzer, his three is good. So that is the end of the first half. Our final score is going to be 47-15 in favor of the Wrangell team. And we'll do a couple of quick stats for you. Looks like the Wrangell team was shooting 10 out of 16 as far as free throws. 62% free throw shooting right there, which is much better than last night. They are 3 out of 5 from the three-point line, which is 60%, and 14 out of 31 from the field, so 45% field goal shooting there. Over on the Haynes side, they are 4 out of 19 from the field, so 21% field goal shooting there. 0 for 7 from the 3, and then 7 out of 14 from the free throw line. So free throw percentage dropped a little bit tonight for them, but there is still a whole second half to come.